The deadline for renewing the nation's highway programs is 9 days away. Leaders in the Senate this week negotiated a bill that would fund highways for the next 6 years, and they voted today to debate it. But the bill would require selling off $9 billion of crude oil that's stashed in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Senator Lisa Murkowski, chairwoman of the Senate Energy Committee, objected to the bill on the Senate floor yesterday. Murkowski says the nation's crude stockpile housed in Louisiana and Texas ensures the country always has the energy it needs.
It is certainly not the petty cash drawer for Congress. We've got a responsibility here. A decision to sell substantial volumes of oil will increase our vulnerability to future supply disruptions at a time when we're still importing oil.
The top Democrat on the Energy Committee, Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington, also objects to the reserve sell-off. Analysts question the math of the proposal. They say the measure assumes an average price of $89 per barrel, a long climb from the current prices hanging at or below $50. The bill does not increase or inflation-proof the federal per-gallon gasoline tax, which used to be how Congress paid for highway construction and maintenance.